This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. We'll give you the toll-free call-in line here in just a moment where you can call to bring up whatever is on your mind. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And NASA, of all of the government agencies, NASA is probably the least offensive with what they do. You know, aside from the fact that, you know, they're still, like all the other federal agencies, paid for through theft. But if, you know, taxation went away tomorrow and people had to donate to the federal agencies that they wanted to see exist, I think NASA would probably wind up getting close to meeting its budget.
It would probably meet its budget just out of Silicon Valley. I mean, those guys out there love it.
I think the National Park Service is another one that would
probably
wind up meeting its budget as well.
You bet. I think everybody kind of likes what NASA does.
Like finding the habitable planets.
That was a big story this week. That was huge.
The news, if you haven't heard, NASA announced that they found 7 Earth-sized planets circling a star not too terribly far from here. You know, like
40 light years.
In the grand scheme of the size of the galaxy.
Yeah, if you could travel at the speed of light, it'd take you 40 years to get there, which isn't very far.
3 of those are within what they call the Goldilocks zone, meaning that's the habitable area, the area to where they have calculated they believe that liquid water could exist and life could wind up living.
As we know life. That's the whole thing.
Life as we know it.
I always love that phrase. I think a lot of people like things that NASA has done in the past. I mean, it was almost the defining moment of the good that maybe America has done in going to the moon and our exploration and things like that.
We're going to make the moon great again.
We are going to make the moon great again. But NASA has this other side, and this has always kind of bothered me, and that's its propensity to put humans into orbit and humans on missions and things like that.
But if we're not putting humans in orbit, then what are we putting in orbit?
Robots.
Like, you can only send so
robots.
Many
robots.
Into space.
They've been like the talk of the week.
Heather and I love robots.
We do.
We're just all about
robots. We know
robots.
Daryl doesn't like the robots.
Yeah. So granted, there is, and
Very
I kind of get the idea behind the International Space Station, because there are some experiments that are probably easier to conduct with a human conducting them than having them be automated. But there's a whole lot of things that we could do, especially exploration, that don't require a human. And I'm not saying that. I'm saying it for 2 reasons. Number one, it drives up the costs enormously when you have to provide life support for someone for really infinity with zero room for error.
Right.
Because there really is. That's what it comes down to, number one. And number two, you're actually putting someone's life at risk by strapping them onto 1,000,000 pounds of high explosive.
Right.
And hoping everything goes right.
Well, one of the experiments that they were able to do not too long ago, and I don't remember all of the specifics about this, but I heard Brian Sovereign talking about it. I forget if it was on Sovereign Tech or Sex and Science Hour, but he was talking about this experiment to where there were a set of twins, and one of the twins went to the International Space Station, the other stayed on Earth, and they were able to basically do a study to figure out exactly what space does to the human body.
Right.
So they did all of these tests before the launch and then after, and they found that, you know, like certain levels of various things had either increased or decreased.
Right.
So they were able to actually figure out because they had identical twins.
Right.
And they took the levels before and after. So that was interesting, and that's not something that you can just do, you know, like
do with a robot.
Earth.
Absolutely. And at
or
some
with
point,
a robot, or, you know, like twin chimpanzees.
And at some point in our future, there will be a manned flight to the stars. We have a lot of things to conquer. We have to develop much faster spaceships. But when we talk about this story that came out this week, three planets in the Goldilocks zone, they will be visited at some point by remote landers. That'll be robotics. And if everything looks good, at some point in our future, we're going to venture out. And
do
we
know
do need to have a little bit of that experience.
Do you know how long it actually took to fly to the moon, like time-wise?
God, it's 220-some thousand miles.
Girl,
I want to say it was about.
I'm
a week.
Trying to pull up to see how long it was.
4 or 5 days, maybe.
That's it.
But while I pull that up, there was something other than just, you know.
Yeah.
NASA discovered some planets. There's something else, and it has to do with sending humans.
Yes.
Somewhere.
And I'm going to give you the gist of this article, and then we can discuss it. But NASA wants to send humans aboard the first SLS flight, and SLS is the Space Launch System. That's what is going to be replacing the space shuttle, which no longer flies. But story is by Mariella Moon in Engadget. The first Space Launch System flight scheduled for 2018 was supposed to be unmanned, designed to test the new rocket and its companion Orion capsule. But now NASA has grander plans for its maiden flight. Acting Administrator Robert M. Lightfoot Jr. has announced that the agency is considering adding a crew on board. While authorities already expect the SLS debut to be delayed by a year, its first manned flight wasn't supposed to take place until 2021 at the earliest. If NASA does decide to turn SLS's maiden flight into a manned mission, a lot of work needs to be done. Lightfoot understands that it would force them to push back the launch date, as he wrote in his memo to NASA employees, quote, I know the challenges associated with such a proposition, like reviewing the technical feasibility, additional resources needed, and clearly the extra work would require a different launch date. The acting administrator has already asked Bill Kirstenmeier, NASA's associate administrator for human exploration and operations, to conduct a feasibility study of adding a crew to the mission. Both Boeing and Lockheed Martin, who are building the SLS rocket and the Orion capsule respectively, seem to be on board with the idea as well. Quote, the possibility of NASA accelerating the timeline to put humans in the vicinity of the moon and onto Mars is exciting, unquote, Boeing spokesman said.
So just pulled up. It took about 4 days to get to the moon.
Yeah.
The total duration of the Apollo 11 mission was 8 days, 3 hours, 18 minutes, and 35 seconds from blast off to landing back on Earth.
Splashdown.
Yes. Which is a type of landing back on Earth.
But I guess what my question is what exactly are we achieving by pushing up manned flight by 3 years?
Now, what exactly, and you had said, you know, a little bit about the SLS was supposed to, you know, take off in 2021, but now they're pushing it forward to 2018. But what exactly is the SLS?
The SLS is a reusable launch vehicle meant to replace the space shuttle. So the space shuttle has been retired. I mean, a few years back, we decided that the space shuttle was no longer viable and the program was shut down.
And I think that was decided after, what, 2 space shuttle accidents in a matter of years?
Yeah, we lost 2 crews. And after we did that, then you saw the rise of the U.S. Contracting out that space launch work to other nations like Russia.
Mm-hmm.
And you saw the entry of private company like SpaceX and others coming in to fulfill that void. I'm reluctant to refer to SpaceX or any of the others as like the free market because they're not. They are
They're
certainly
heavily subsidized, very heavily subsidized.
Yeah. Nevertheless, we've lacked a state-owned space launch system since then.
And and just pulling up some pictures of this, it does kind of look like the old Saturn V rocket.
Yeah.
So it seems as though, what's the saying? What was old is new again.
Right.
Your thoughts on this or anything else, 855-450-3. That's 855-450-3733. What are your thoughts on sending humans to the moon and beyond? This is Free Talk Live.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now, 1-800-956-9829. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-956-9829. That's 1-800-956-9829. 1-800-956-9829.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. 405-373-3733 in studio tonight. It's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And we'll get back into the NASA story here in just a moment. But first, want to remind you about Freedoms Phoenix. It's a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. Do you want the newest, freshest stories and perspective on current events from those who value liberty? FreedomsPhoenix.com has it. Their daily dispatch is the way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. That's FreedomsPhoenix.com. Now, one place that currently you don't have to worry about a tyrannical police state is in space, because right now there's not really a government in space. Although it could be argued that the International Space Station kind of is government-run.
I think governments are seriously interested in establishing a presence in space. There's a lot of military advantage to be gained from the ultimate high ground, and that's what I would call orbit.
Right, and, well, doesn't necessarily have to be in orbit. It could be on the dark side of the moon, and if you've ever seen Iron Sky, you know that's where the secret Nazi base is.
Dude, I crowdfunded that movie, and it was the best $20 I've ever spent.
Have you seen the sequel?
Not yet, but I'm desperate to. Do you have you?
I have not.
Oh,
I have
you
not.
Seen this movie?
I definitely want to.
Space Nazis.
No.
Secret moon base, dark side of the moon.
And then,
what more do you need to hear?
And then the sequel,
other than why are you still here? Why aren't you running out to go buy this right
the,
now?
The sequel, apparently they go to Antarctica and find the passageway into the hollow earth or something.
Not true story.
It looks absolutely ridiculously hilarious.
I did see a short clip. I guess it was a trailer showing Hitler riding his miniaturized Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Yes, and then the Sarah Palin-esque American president.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, I will continue with the story. In order to make the capsule ready for human passengers, Lockheed Martin.
The capsule being the thing that they're going to be using for the space launch system, which is basically they're redesigning and updating the Saturn V rocket.
It looks a lot like that, and they're doing some other things to make it more reusable, more economical, according to NASA. But Lockheed would have to add a working life support system. It wasn't supposed to be added until Orion's second flight. Boeing would also have to fast-track its work on the rocket's upper stage because it was planning to use a Delta IV's rocket upper stage that hasn't been tested for crewed missions.
Hold on. Let me see if I understand this correctly. They haven't even tested this yet, but they're going to put people on it.
That is correct, Daryl, and that's my real issue with this. So I just...
Okay.
Aside from...
So now I'm sort of, adding one and one together here.
Right. And I look at this agency that has done some really amazing things in our lifetime, and I go, but what is its motivation? And its motivation is to get a bigger budget, to be able to do more things
Well, that's every government agency's...
Well, this is a great example of that, but what can we do to come up with a bigger budget? If we just launch a rocket and it goes up and it comes back down and nothing blew up, it's not going to get any news. But if we strap some people to some seats on top of that thing, and it goes up and down, now we're talking ticker tape parade.
I disagree that there would not be any news about sending a rocket up and landing it down. Because was it the Jeff Bezos company, Blue Horizon?
Sure.
That they launched the thing and then landed it back on a floating barge?
Very cool.
Like, that got news, and that got a lot of people saying, wow, that's really cool, and then somebody show
the
statistics.
He's kind of onto something, though. I think adding people is like adding a whole new element to it that people are going to want to follow it now. Because
right.
It's kind of like that, their lives.
Okay,
they're like,
but, yeah,
it
but why would we do that? But still, when Evel Knievel was jumping over cars on his motorcycle, nobody ever said, let's put people inside of the cars that he's jumping
yeah,
over.
Exactly. I think more people would have watched him jump over the cars than like a robotic thing fly
right.
over the cars.
Here's
you
a
know
robotic,
what I mean? The fact that
exactly. Here's a robotic motorcycle.
Like
yeah,
yeah here's
it.
A drone
that
flying
cool.
over a bunch of cars. It doesn't have the
wow.
same effect.
It worked. But yeah, this is what NASA sometimes has done
it's
in its past. It's a publicity
almost.
Stunt.
Yeah.
And that's how you get bigger budgets.
Right.
You get
yeah,
more positive
also,
news.
It was also a publicity stunt to, you know, launch the rocket and then land it on a barge. And people paid attention.
Yeah,
well,
but what is the objection?
No, launch it and land it, and then you launch it with people to make sure that you can launch the damn thing.
So what other purpose is there, though, to put humans on it?
It's not going to land on the moon.
Like,
it's not going to Mars. All it is, and exactly, that's the point. What is your point? Why do you want to speed this up?
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, you can look at NASA's history of speeding things up, like the space shuttle program, and ask Krista McAuliffe how that worked out.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
No, it's a publicity stunt. I mean,
yeah, and that's why you know I encourage people.
It's working because we're sitting here talking about.
My
it.
Point is,
right,
they're
exactly.
making it more of a publicity stunt than it already is. Like it's already a publicity stunt of we're launching a new rocket into space.
Well, you could say that. I will give them the benefit of the doubt and say yes, you do have to test. And this is
you
part of
it. You test it before you put humans in it.
Ding, ding, ding. You get an apple. That's the point. Why are you starting out with your first launch by strapping human lives to this thing? And I support the idea of space flight. I am...
My inner Conan is going to come out and say that the reason they're putting humans on the first one is... You know, some sort of weird conspiracy, it's going to blow up, and then we need to protect ourselves from fill-in-the-blank organization
oh, yeah.
that we deem to be responsible.
And I'll tell you what,
the
if you...
The Russians hacked the... I'm going to go ahead and call it the Russians hacked the SLS and caused it to blow up.
I'll tell you what, if you want to see even more money to go to NASA, if this is your thing, if this is a government agency you like... You honestly should be wishing that this thing does blow up with people on it, because then NASA will get all the funding they ever need to make sure that never happens again. It's sad mm-hmm. to say, and that's the
I'm just not
the stupid risk that we take when we do these things.
You know, I think now that's probably what the response would be, but I remember, what was it, 31 years ago when the Challenger blew up and they just completely halted all NASA operations for a couple of years.
Oh, they did. Yep. That was under Reagan.
Yeah, they're like, all right, we need to just halt this, go back, look over everything, and make sure that the next time we launch something into space, that there are not going to be any problems.
Yep, and there are a lot of people at NASA say that we still haven't learned our lessons from the Challenger accident.
I believe it.
Yeah.
I believe it. Your calls and thoughts, 855-450-FREE. Have we learned our lessons from the Challenger incident? Should they test things before putting humans on them when they fly them up into space? This is Free Talk Live.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health-sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
For me, it was the big S-Class from the 90s. Beautiful. My friend's dad had one.
The SL. All of the SLs. I've been watching those since I was a kid.
I think the 1971 SE was the first Mercedes that just blew me away.
Everyone remembers the first time they saw one, and the day they began to long for a Mercedes-Benz of their own. Well, that day may be a lot closer than you think. With a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, you can experience the luxury, the unparalleled safety, the performance, and the style Mercedes-Benz is famous for at a price you can afford. Beautiful SUVs, sedans, coupes, and convertibles that are factory certified and covered by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 3 years, so you can drive without a worry for as far as you like. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on down through February 28th, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the long list? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And we're taking your calls with whatever is on your mind. We're talking about NASA, probably the least offensive federal agency. I say probably, but this decision that they're making here has me scratching my head. Makes absolutely no sense. There's this thing called the SLS, which, what's that an acronym?
Space Launch System.
Mm-hmm. So they basically have gone back to the Saturn V and made some modifications to it, the Saturn V being the, I believe, the original thing that was used to launch humans into space?
Well, no. There were other rockets that were used before Apollo, but it was the workhorse of the Apollo missions and the workhorse for that whole era until we got to the point where we had a space shuttle and then we started using it.
Yeah, so they're basically updating the Saturn V rocket, and they've not tested this thing yet. That's the key here. They have not tested this yet.
Hasn't flown.
but yet they're going to put humans inside of this large metal tube on top of another large metal tube with...
millions of pounds of high explosive.
I imagine the lives of those people are probably insured quite a bit, too.
Yeah, and the thing is you'll get... they're going to have no problem coming up with volunteers. You know, the astronaut corps is going to be screaming. Well, yeah, maybe.
I don't know.
Those guys are dedicated.
Let's talk about test pilots. When Chuck Yeager flew something faster than the speed of sound for the first time, how many people did he have to elbow out of the way to be at the front of the line to say, yeah, I'll get in this metal tube with wings that nobody's ever sat in before, and I'll fly at 800 miles an hour because I'm just that crazy?
I don't know, but I know there's always a lot of competition.
I'm guessing it was a short line.
Well, I think the number of, just like the number of astronauts, I mean, that's a very small pool. Those guys they put a lot of faith in the science. I mean, they understand how everything works. They trust the guys that they're with, or
but
they don't.
Still,
do you think that, like if we completely got government out of the picture, do you think we'd be, like, more, like, years beyond where we are today?
I think so.
Because it seems kind of like even with government, like, and I noticed this reading some articles about, like, the whole... I hate to bring it up, but the Trump ban, about how scholars and stuff from all these different countries that are affected by the ban, they still work together, like researchers and scholars,
sure,
and doctors, and, you know, same with scientists and astronomers and all of these people.
Right.
So does the government, it seems more like politicians have issues with politicians of other countries than the rest of community, I guess.
But then there are other things, like the regulations that wind up prohibiting private industry from doing certain things. So if,
like,
there was not an FAA, the Federal Aviation Administration,
okay,
the people that say you can't put something up in air more than like 10 feet off of the ground without our permission.
Right.
If it wasn't for the FAA, there would be flying cars a lot more prevalent than what they are now.
Right.
Right now, there are a couple,
right,
but you still have to go get a pilot's license to use one.
And probably an experimental.
Or cheap.
Right.
So it's stifling innovation by limiting.
Now the flip side of that is, if we did have a lot more flying cars, we'd also have a lot more flying car accidents. You know what I mean? But that's how we work things out. Yeah, exactly. There would be all sorts of issues that come with that. But the price we pay with government involved in this is that we don't get things as quickly as we could, nor as affordably as we could.
Because
all this comes
too
up with a huge cost.
All the stuff that it costs, like all the things that go into making these spaceships and stuff like that, would probably be a fraction of the cost if it wasn't for government inflating prices.
And what they'll do, and this is a good example, you know, we started talking about the Space Launch System, and who are the first names we mentioned in the story? Lockheed Martin and Boeing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So two huge, huge organizations, huge corporations,
mm-hmm,
that are so tied into government that they have the contracts for these. And, you know, I'm sure they probably bid against each other for both parts of this. One of them got one of them got the other. So I'm sure they weren't too concerned about being the lowest. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Did they really have an incentive to provide the best deal?
You know, this is something that a little over a decade ago got a good bit of media attention. The spaceship won.
Right.
There was that X Prize for the first private corporation or private company, private group of individuals to put a human into space twice, I believe it was. So mm-hmm, it wasn't just, you know, go up once. It was go up twice to make sure that, you know, like, you don't go up and then burn up on reentry and then collect money because you went up once.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
you know,
we did it.
Anybody can jump out of an airplane once without a parachute. The goal is to be able to do it multiple times without a parachute.
So, I don't know whose goal that might be. Right.
The SpaceX wound up, they did this thing to where they basically, you know, like, used a larger aircraft to mm-hmm take this thing into, you know, some altitude and
yep
then drop it off, and then they launched from, like, 50,000 feet or whatever it was.
Sure.
So why is nothing like that being developed any further? What? Why are there not space planes?
I think there is, and I think that's where we're seeing the private sector doing more of that. NASA has NASA has a space plane. I'm not sure if it's NASA's or if it's the Air Force's, but there is a space plane that just passed, I want to say, 375 days in orbit. Now, it's not manned.
Okay.
And nobody knows exactly what it's doing up there. But yeah, if you Google space plane record, there's one of those up there.
Have you guys ever heard of that band OK Go? It's like
yes.
a Russian band where they did that video upside down, and they did it in zero gravity. So
that
they actually
cool.
got on like a Russian plane that flew into orbit.
The
so
vomit
could
comet.
That they could film the music video. You guys got to go on YouTube and look up OK Go upside down. Coolest music video.
I watch all their videos.
They do
I love
amazing
their stuff.
Videos. Did you see one where they shot, it was like 4.5 seconds of video, and
yes.
they
yes.
slowed it down using
yes.
stuff
they
to make like a 4.5 minute video.
They are insanely creative with their video.
Yeah, that's insane.
So the space plane that you're talking about, the Air Force has this thing called the X-37B.
Right.
It's X as in X-ray 37B as in Bravo. And apparently it's been up in space for over 600 days.
Wow,
right
longer
now.
Than I thought. Yeah.
Yeah, the most recent thing that I found was from space.com, January of this year. Air Force's mysterious X-37B in space for over 600 days. And then when I clicked the link, and this is cute, their 404 page doesn't say 404, it says Houston. We have a problem.
Of course it does. So we do have space planes in military service right now. We're not sure what they're doing. But and we have Richard Branson's intergalactic enterprise, which is
right.
by all indications going to be ready to go.
Right, and that thing would have already been ready to go had it not been for regulatory hurdles
right.
where he has to get the FAA's permission to go into space.
Right.
And basically the only place that he was able to find to be able to launch regularly is in New Mexico. So, that kind of puts him under American jurisdiction.
Yeah, but God, this is going to be another thing that's going to blow up. You're going to see more mobile launch centers. You're going to see more countries starting to get into the, hey, we'll do your launch services. We'll build a pad. We'll build facilities. We'll charge you a whole bunch of money to come launch your satellites.
And I'm surprised because of some of the regulatory hurdles that nobody's decided, let's build a launch pad in the middle of the Pacific. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Back to the program in a minute, but first I've got a special free giveaway. I've got 100 free trials of the Belly Flattening Breakthrough Newbiotics here, and I've been authorized to give them away to the station's first 100 callers right now. So if you want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly, call now. Don't even wait till I stop talking. Only one free trial per caller, though. Don't be greedy. Okay, here's the number. 1-800-984-5648. I'm guessing it works pretty fast because it says here that if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, you're supposed to reduce use to every other day. And it looks like it's made from natural ingredients, too, scientifically formulated to cleanse pounds of toxic sludge from your body. Okay, this is it. If you want a flatter belly, be one of the first 100 callers right now to claim one of these free trials. 1-800-984-5648. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-984-5648. Call now for details. 1-800-984-5648.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta
Vista cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-3733. We've been talking about NASA, and we're going to change gears here in just a second. We in studio tonight, Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And before we do that, I want to make sure that I tell you about a way that you can save 10, 15, 20, 25% or more on things that you were going to buy anyway. Looking at my account right now on saveatpurse.com, I have saved $447.39 over the last 2 years on things that I was going to buy anyway. And how do I do that? Well, I go to saveatpurse.com. I have things in an Amazon wish list. I then import that wish list into my purse account there at saveatpurse.com. Some of the things I will do the instant buy, meaning that I save 5% instantly, don't have to wait on somebody to say, I'll buy that for you.
Yep, just nice, quick, and easy.
To get some of the larger discounts, and I've gotten 23% on 3 consecutive orders.
That's huge.
That is huge. And so you put it in, and then you select your discount, and then you wait on somebody to say, I'm willing to buy these items for you.
Right.
At... basically, they're paying the regular price, the Amazon spot price. You are funding your account with Bitcoin. So you get that discount by using Bitcoin. They're buying the Bitcoin at a little bit of a markup, but Amazon still gets the spot or the sticker price for the items. you get the items through that wish list, and it's an amazing way to wind up saving money on things you're going to buy anyway.
And that's the key. You go to Amazon anyway because they generally have what are pretty much always have a very competitive price.
Yes.
And suddenly you get to buy it for less just because you use Bitcoin and you use purse.io.
No, you use saveatpurse.com.
I'm sorry.
Saveatpurse.com. Now, people down in Venezuela, some of them are using Bitcoin.
They are.
And there were some people that wound up getting arrested for mining Bitcoin. Not going to get into exactly what mining of Bitcoin is, but if you've listened to Free Talk Live for any amount of time, you know that some of the hosts are fascinated with Venezuela. It's like watching a slow motion train wreck that's affecting 30 million people. And there's some news out of Venezuela. It's actually not, you know, like breaking news. Maduro resigns. Nothing like that, but right. There's been a new study, and the results of that study have been released. Fox News has the story. And a new sign that Venezuela's financial crisis is morphing dangerously into a humanitarian one. A new nationwide survey shows that over the past year, nearly 75% of the population, keep that number in mind.
75%.
75. So that's 3 out of every 4.
Mm-hmm.
Have lost an average of 19 pounds due to a lack of food.
That's one way to lose weight. Move to Venezuela. The socialism diet. I love it.
The extreme poor said that they dropped even more weight than that. The, again, more than 19 pounds.
I'm seeing like a moneymaker here. A moneymaker here, right? I got an idea. Like, we'll do like an Atkins diet thing, but it'll be like you pay and you get a trip to Venezuela for a couple of weeks.
Exactly. We'll do an infomercial.
Yeah.
The 2016 Living Conditions Survey conducted among 6,500 families also found that as many as 32%, so about 1 in 3 Venezuelans, said that they only eat once or twice a day. 1 year ago, that figure was 11.3%. In total, 82% of the nation's households live in poverty.
Aww.
Venezuelans suffer shortages of the most basic goods, from food to medicine, amid triple-digit inflation and a nearly 80% currency collapse in the last year.
Okay, I'm thinking, I don't think we need to go on Shark Tank for this, but this is my Shark Tank pitch. Dieting in America is a $60 billion industry. And think of the amount of money you and I could get, Heather, if we could just set people up with a nice place to stay and not be able to find any food to eat in Venezuela for a month. Because the government has destroyed the economy down there. We could find cheap hotels, for nothing, or cheap people's houses to just buy from them, put them up down there, plane ticket down, plane ticket back.
Yeah, really.
And if they survive, think of all the weight they'll lose.
Yeah, it really kind of puts things into perspective here when you look at, like, first world problems versus third world problems, where we have so much food in America, people need to lose weight, whereas third world countries, they have so little food that they're starving.
And we're spending $60 billion a year as a country trying to figure out how to lose weight.
Is how you have all these people that are, I don't know. We have so much food in America that people are literally obese, yet people are starving in other parts of the world.
Well, one thing that's interesting about the American society is the wealthy people tend to be a little more
fit.
Slim and fit, and it's the poor that tend to be heavier, whereas, 100 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
The wealthy people were the ones that were overweight because it meant that they could afford to basically eat as much as they want to.
Right. And now, no need to work and do manual labor or anything. Right.
Now, being poor, being obese and poor kind of go hand in hand because it's a sign of you can't afford to eat healthily.
Right.
You can only afford the junk foods and, you know, stopping at McDonald's for a Big Mac and all that other stuff that is not good for you at all.
I think there's a lot of people, though, I will say, I think there's a lot of people out there that can afford to eat healthy that just choose not to. And I think there's also a lot of people that don't actually understand what, like, a well-balanced diet is.
Right.
You know what I mean?
But, yeah, and I think... The market provides us with what we have, okay? Mm-hmm. We have all the junk in the stores because there's demand for all the junk.
Yeah.
There
but
is.
I'm saying, like, if you go into a store, like, you can get a bottle of water for 99 cents. You don't have to get soda. You can also get, like, bananas for 99 cents a pound. You don't have to get, like, crackers.
Right.
You know what I mean?
But where's
not...
the... I understand.
All right, so,
I think
first off, I want to know where you're... overpaying for your bananas. Bananas should only be about 49
well, that's
cents
what I meant.
A pound.
Yeah, whatever.
Well, we're just pedantic.
Instead of buying a bottle of water,
you get what
and
I'm
I'll
saying.
Do this occasionally, you could buy, you know, that jug of water for the same price.
Well, what I was thinking is you can walk into Cumberland Farms and they have like the bananas there for like two for a dollar or something like that.
Right, $3. But yeah. They're selling them individually because they're a convenience store.
But we also have this whole push for healthy eating. So you see companies like Whole Foods, you know, the beautiful grocery stores, and
never
you will
been inside of one.
Yeah, well they are. Nice. They're very nice, but yeah. You will probably triple what you would pay if you were just going out to shop wisely. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So,
right.
So yeah, the wealthier people will tend to shop at places like Whole Foods and the organic shops and things
going
like that.
Back to
which you don't need to do to eat healthy.
Well, what mm-hmm. we started the segment talking about is save it purse. Go to Amazon. You can find a bunch of health foods on Amazon.
Sure.
And then save 15% on top of that using Bitcoin.
Yeah.
That's what I do for my smoothie. Like all of the things that I put in my smoothies, for the most part, I get from Amazon and save 5, 10, 15, or 20% or more.
Hopefully not your honey. But what I will say is this, I think it's been a slow evolution. So we didn't have the problem with obesity during the, like, 30s, 40s, probably
the 50s.
Well, no, not 20s. Say up until, like, the 1950s, 1960s, but then... Here's where technology can come in. So one of the things
fast
that
food restaurant
we got fast food
weed.
Restaurants with McDonald's coming around, and we also had the idea of frozen dinners and frozen foods and TV dinners, and then people wanted
mom and dad both working.
Exactly, that was a big change in society. So there wasn't one person who was there all day long to cook and clean and things like that. So between all these things. Yeah, we might not be eating as well as we once did.
And
okay, so the first fast food restaurant originated in the United States with A&W in 1919.
855-450-3733. This is
a funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin, but imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.